Well, President Trump's speech last night at the Boy Scout Jamboree in West Virginia was attended by 40,000 scouts from across the country, and it's raising eyebrows. Before the rally started, the scouting.org blog issued a warning. Please help us ensure that all scouts can enjoy this historical address by making sure that your troop members are respectful not only of the president, but of the wide variety of viewpoints held by scouts in the audience. Scouts were asked to avoid chants, which might cause unnecessary friction. But then President Trump himself launched into the very politics the young men were asked to avoid. He introduced cabinet members that had been scouts. And when the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Tom Price, came out, added a scathing critique of Obamacare.
And hopefully he's going to get the votes tomorrow to start our path toward killing this horrible thing known as Obamacare that's really hurting us.
After extended chants of USA, USA, President Trump continued to Secretary Price.
By the way, you going to get the votes? He better get them. He better get them. Oh, he better. Otherwise, I'll say, Tom, you're fired. I'll get somebody.
The president also attacked the media, especially back on election night.
Do you remember that incredible night with the maps? And the Republicans are red, and the Democrats are blue, and that map was so red, it was unbelievable, and they didn't know what to say.
He went on to say it was the Boy Scouts who helped him win, as if none could have been in Democratic families. He mentioned his opponent, Hillary Clinton, and chuckled during some boos, took a jab at his predecessor.
Did President Obama ever come to a jamboree?
In fact, President Obama addressed the 2010 National Jamboree by video and was a Boy Scout as a child. Now, some who were there said the president got a mix of cheers and boos from the boys, but social media exploded. Among the many comments on the Boy Scouts of America Facebook page, as a former scout, I am appalled that the jamboree was turned into a political rally tonight. Unless the BSA condemns the president's conduct, which included bullying, name-calling, and swearing, I will know there's no place for my two sons in scouting. There was also support for the president. Here's one comment on Twitter. Liberals triggered bigly as Trump speaks the truth to 40,000 cheering scouts molding the future leaders. So the Boy Scouts of America issued a statement saying that they are wholly nonpartisan. We'll post that statement. The president is the honorary president of the BSA and can do what he wants. We'll post his speech from last night. But we'd love to hear from you. Were you there? Did you have kids in scouting or kids who were there? Your thoughts on politics and scouting. Welcome at hereandnow.org.